beginning of the programme, we heard the Dubliners and Wheelie Wheelie Waller, you remember. The Dubliners, they were so talented. They're one of the best folk groups, although they liked to be known as ballad groups in Ireland, one of the best ballad groups in Ireland. Not only could they sing ballads and well, be witty and funny at times, they could also be serious. There was an instrumental of theirs entitled The Merino Waltz. Merino is a district of Dublin. OK, we move on now, and this is a song that was written by Liam Riley. And it tells the story of, well, what's happening in Ireland today and what happened in Ireland in the mid-19th century where, as a result of the famine. In other words, young people are leaving our country. Today, you get the song sung for us here by Paddy Riley. He paints the scene of the youngsters sitting in the bus station waiting to be brought out to Dublin Airport to travel by plane to Australia, to America, to Canada. And there's a lovely line in the end of this song that says, do remember that those airplanes fly both ways. In other words, they have to come back to Ireland. And here's hoping, and we're all hoping, that someday, and not too far away, a lot of those young people will come back to our country. Paddy Riley and the Flight of Earls.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board a transatlantic. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, ye boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. But it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas, the airways and the trains. But if we see better days, those bigger planes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again. Yes, we'll all be coming back to you again.
Paddy Riley and the Flight of Earls. And please God, all those young people that have had to leave Ireland to go and look for work elsewhere will one day come back to us all back home here in Ireland. Now, I'm still on the subject of ballad groups, because we spoke about the Dubliners and the Clancy Brothers, and we had Sweeney's Men. But also, one of the leading lights in the early stages of the ballad scene were the Johnstones. And I always liked the Johnstones because of their harmony. Now, this is the musician coming out in me now. They had lovely way of using sort of what I call folk harmony, sort of fifths. And it was the way they split the harmony up. It wasn't just first inversions and things. Now I am blinding with science, but this is one of their songs that I really like, the Johnstones. And they're telling us all about the Jack of all trades. This is a man who worked in Dublin, in various places in Dublin. And he mentions various streets that he worked in. And he was a Jack of all trades.
I am a roving sporting blade, they call me Jack of all trades. I always found my chief delight in courting pretty fair maids.
For when in Dublin I arrive to try for a situation, I always hear them say it was the pride of all the nation. I'm a roving Jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. If you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
In Baggot Street I drove a cab, and there was well requited. In Francis Street had lodging beds to entertain all strangers.
For Dublin is a fiery knoll, or I am much mistaken. In Kevin Street I do declare salt butter, eggs and bacon. I'm a roving Jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
On George's Quay I first began, I there became a porter. Me and my master soon fell out, which cut my acquaintance shorter.
In Sackville Street, the Bay Street cook, in James's Street, the baker, in Cook Street, I did coffins make, in Eustace Street, a preacher. I'm a roving Jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
In Golden Lane I sold old shoes, and me street was a grinder. In Barrack Street I lost me wife, and I'm glad I ne'er could find her.
In Mary's Lane I died old clothes, of which I've often boasted. In a noted place, Exchequer Street, sold mutton ready roasted. I'm a roving Jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
In Liffey Street had furniture with fleas and bugs, I sold it. And at the bank a big placard, I often stood to hold it.
In New Street I sold hay and straw, and a spindle of beans made bacon. In Shambles Street was at the ground, don't play the basket maker. I'm a roving Jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. If you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
In Summerhill, a coachmaker in Denzil Street, a gilder in Cork Street was a tanner, and in Brunswick Street a builder.
In High Street I sold lingerie, in Patrick Street sold all bits. So if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, every trade of all trade. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trade. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, every trade of all trade. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trade.
Now, something has just dawned on me. We're almost halfway through this week's edition of Sounds Irish, and yet I haven't had a female vocalist on the programme. We've been too busy contemplating on ballad groups, but we're going to change that now. We're having a song here which, first of all, isn't an Irish song. I do believe it's either a Victorian or Edwardian music hall song. What we call music hall, I think in the US they're called vaudeville songs. It tells the story of a young man who he believes that his sweetheart was kissing another. Well, she was, but the person she was kissing was her brother. The reason I'm playing this song is because I have a gra, as we say in Ireland, which is a love for. If you have a gra for something, I have a gra for the voice of Frances Black. She's one of the Black family, which are very talented. Oh, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play Frances first of all, and her version of this sad little story about after the ball was over. Now, the reason why I like this song also is it's one of the few songs, I mean few, that my father knew the words of. And whenever we had a hooly and it was Dad's turn to sing, quite often he'd sing this sad little song, sung for us here by Frances Black.
A little maiden climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please, why are you lonely, why do you roam, have you no sweetheart, have you no home. I had a sweetheart long, long ago, why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended, all the stars are gone. Many's the heart that's aching, if you could read them all. Many's a fond hope that's vanished after the fall. No lights were shining in the big ballroom, organ was playing a tune. There stood my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water, leaving the room. When I returned, pet, there stood kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass, pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball by, I have not wed. To my first love, though she is dead, she tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleading in vain. One day a letter came from this man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely. No home at all. I broke her heart then after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn. After the band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball.
Frances Black there and the sad little story of After the Ball. Now, Frances, as I mentioned a few moments ago, came from a very musical family. Of course, you all know Mary Black, and Frances and Mary quite often sound so alike, but their brothers were also talented musicians and singers, and so were their parents. They hailed from Rathlin, Ireland originally, but, well, I think of all the Black family, Mary has become, well, the most popular and the most well-known. But here they're singing a song called Colcannon. Now, I'm sure many of my Irish listeners will know what I'm talking about. Colcannon is a dish. It's an Irish dish, and it's made up of mashed potatoes, scallions, as we call them, leeks. And for many, many parts of rural Ireland, this was the staple diet for a long time. And they're sort of reliving the time when they used to get Colcannon in the skillet pot, which was the pot in which it was made. Now, in various parts of Ireland also, this is given a different name. Colcannon, I think, in the west of Ireland is called Boxty. And I think in another part of Ireland, it's called Cally. But here it's Colcannon, sung for us by the very talented Black family.
Well, did you ever make Colcannon made with lovely pickle cream, with the greens and scallions mingle like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melt and flake of the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make?
Oh, you did, so you did, so did he and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, well, and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Colcannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever take potato cake and boxty to the school? Took underneath your rockster with your books, your slate and rule. And when teacher wasn't looking, sure a great big bite you'd take of the creamy flavoured soft and melting sweet potato cake.
Oh, you did, so did he and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Colcannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever go a-courtin', boys? And the evening sun went down, and the moon began a-peepin' from behind the hill down. And you wandered down the boreen, where the chloricon was seen, and you whispered love and praises to your own dear sweet Colleen.
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I to cry. Oh, and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mother's maid caught cannon in the little skillet pot. Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I to cry. Oh, and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mother's maid poured cannon in the little skillet pot.
The very talented Black family. You can hear Mary there and Frances and the boys, of course, and their interpretation of Colcannon. Now, I have said it countless times on Sounds Irish that I would prefer the song Danny Boy or the London Derriere. I would prefer that played as an instrumental. Now, that's coming from somebody who has recorded Danny Boy as a song. But here is a wonderful interpretation of that song, and it's sung for us by the New Zealand soprano Hayley Westenra, and this, I think, is the best version of the song version of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. Summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must buy.
Tarsha Vigaista Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bollard. Well, even if you're not Irish, you would have recognised that tune. That was The Rose of Tralee, played for us by Irish Moods.
Well, they thought of me at school as a rather good singer, and they entered me for an inter-school singing competition. And I'm not sure whether I won it or not. I got some award of something, so I must have won it. But I sang this song. I was about 9, I think. And this is a song written by Thomas Moore, one of Moore's melodies. He wrote some wonderful Irish songs. And it's sung for us here by Andy Cooney.
Those endearing young charms that I gaze on so fondly today were to fade by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou wouldst still be adored at this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around the dear ruin each wish of my heart will entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheek unprofaned by a tear, and the fervor and faith of a soul can be known, for which time will but make thee more dear. For the heart that has truly loved never forgets, man is truly loves on to its close. As the sunflower turns on her God when he sets, the same love that she gave when he rose. As the sunflower turns on her God when he sets, the same look that she gave when he rose.
Taken from a live performance there by Andy Cooney, Believe Me, If All Those Endearing Young Charms.